This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas said on Tuesday an Israeli proposal on a ceasefire in their war in Gaza did not meet the demands of Palestinian militant factions, but it would study the other further and deliver its response to mediators. The proposal was handed to Palestinian Islamist movement by Egyptian and Qatari mediators at talks in Cairo that aimed to find a way out of the devastating war in the Gaza Strip, now in its seventh month. Turkey and Israel are engaging in trade tit-for-tat as relations between the countries deteriorate further, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey's announced it's restricting exports of 54 types of products to Israel with immediate effect, while Israel's responded by saying it's preparing a ban on products from Turkey. Relations between Turkey and Israel have been frosty for years, although trade ties between the two have remained strong. Turkey says it's imposing the export restriction in retaliation for Israel barring its jets from participating in aid operations for Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States condemned on Tuesday Ecuador's use of force against embassy officials after its police and soldiers raided Mexico's embassy last week to arrest a former vice president. The U.S. has reviewed security camera footage from Mexico's embassy and believes Ecuador's actions were wrong, said U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The Ecuadorian government disregarded its obligations under international law as a host state to respect the inviolability of diplomatic missions and jeopardize the foundation of basic diplomatic norms and relationships.
This is